Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Massive game of rugby last night. What a game. Saints winning 42-38 at Castleford Tigers last night. 80 points at a point a minute. So what we've done here, we've put together the edited highlights. Here are the edited highlights from Saints win at Castleford last night. Have a listen.
And Ben Thaler's going to go to the screen here.
Ben Thaler had an obscured view and obviously couldn't tell either way, so it's going to be all down to the video ref.
Yeah, oh. I think he's going to go to the screen to check the call. I think he's got it down. The referee sees it as well, but he's going to the screen.
Oh. Ben Thaler's right on top of it. Should be able to see that.
Referee, is he going to go and have a look at it on the video? I hope not, but he is. Now then, they're going to go to the video referee. What? Saints got it down here. This is going to be a video ref call. Well, Ben Thaler going to the screen.
Yeah, to be honest, I think at times you could just toss a coin with some of the decisions.
What? What's going on? Where are the tries? Welcome to our show here this morning. Welcome to Jenny Meadows is here as well.
Good morning.
Honestly, honoured you're coming because you're on your time off at the minute.
I am on my time off.
So if you were training normally, would you be up at this time of the day anyway?
Oh, yeah, I'd be up normally.
So you on your day, your time off, you're coming on the show. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
So fresh from Beijing, the world. So you get to see, when you're over in these places, do you actually get to see much of the place? Or are you just completely consumed with what you're doing?
Sometimes we do, yeah. Normally if I'm just, you know, in and out for a competition, you know, travel one day, you just see the hotel, the track, the airport, compete and home the next day. But in Beijing, we were there for quite a long time, so...
What's it like?
What's it like? I've been to Beijing a few times, so I think I'm getting a little bit spoiled.
Blase.
But I've seen the Great Wall of China previously and, you know, Tiananmen Square, and it is a nice place.
Brilliant. OK, well, obviously on your time off, we'll be looking back. I mean, people who followed your career will know all about it. For people who don't follow Jenny, some of the stuff, the indoor tournament, you excel at the indoor stuff. The 800 metres is your thing. OK, so for people who don't know athletics, 800 metres is your
thing. It is. It's
thing.
My event.
Okay. And I saw you do a talk. You were at a sports dinner or something you did, and obviously the thing you talk about a lot is the 2009 Berlin World Championship.
Yeah, special moment.
Okay? So for people, what you need to do, right, obviously because the BBC kind of have a monopoly over the athletic stuff, OK, so I couldn't nick their commentary of you running the 2009, but it was Berlin, wasn't it?
It was Berlin. It
800
was.
Metres, ladies' final. Couldn't nick their commentary. Normally when we get the rugby and the football lads in, we play some of their high points. And I was thinking, what kind of... So I thought, I'll do the commentary.
Love it.
All right,
okay.
So what you need to... If you've never seen Jenny run the 800 metres at Berlin 2009, what you have to do is YouTube it afterwards to see if it looks and sounds like my commentary here. So this is Jenny Meadows running the 2009 800 metres at the Worlds in Berlin. Here we go. So, welcome to the Olympic Stadium in Berlin. It is the final of the women's 800 metres. Amongst the starters, of course, Great Britain's Jenny Meadows as they're called forward to the mark. And they're off as they take off on the 800 metres, two laps of this magnificent circuit. And Samantha, she's streaking away! Krebson in second, she's fading. Nigel Kopsky coming up in third. And where's Jenny Meadows? Hang on. Where is she? She's all the way back there. What's she doing back... Oh, no, hang on a second. Jenny Meadows has turned into Mario Kart. There are flames coming from Jenny Meadows' feet. She's closing on Jakubska. Kempskun's fading. Semenya's miles ahead, but Jenny Meadows is going to take runs. I don't believe it! Where did that come from? So does that pretty much sum it up?
Oh, my goodness, I've got tears rolling down my face. Pretty much. I think Steve Crum is out of a job if they heard about you.
It was like you'd... Have you played Mario Kart? You played that kind of game.
Yeah.
It was like you'd stood on one of those cube things and you...
Do you know what? It was really strange running that race. It was like an out-of-body experience.
And obviously, even more so now you've heard that amazing piece of commentary.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never leave you, will
always
it?
Watch that in a completely different way now.
OK, well, plenty to come. We've got the Tub of Truth here for you.
OK, gosh.
We'll do some from the Tub of Truth in a bit. And of course, Rio is the next. Big game, okay. And what do you know about Brazil?
It's hot.
By the end of this show, you're going to know more than it's hot. Milo in the morning, good morning. It's 18 minutes past 8. Jenny Meadows with us as well. You've got a piece of paper there with you. I'm a little bit worried. Normally our guests don't bring prep in with them. I'm going to find out what that is in a minute.
Worried.
Yeah, I'll find out what that is in a minute. First, let's speak to Kath, who's here. Morning, Kath.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Kath. Jenny's here as well. Are you going to say hello to Jenny Meadows as well?
Morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Kath.
There you go. We don't often have girly chat on the show. You can have girly chat this morning.
You're not needed now, Chris.
You can have girly chat. Okay, Kath, so you're in the car. Where are you heading to this morning, Kath?
We're on our way to Blackpool for the weekend.
Why?
It's the fireworks display, international, so we're going to watch them.
Oh, really? Well, are you part of the team? Are you a fireworks expert, Kath?
No.
Okay. Wait and retreat. Okay, and so we want to sort you out with some air. So you could Blackpool this weekend. You could be in Southport for the air show next weekend. You're like a real jet setter here. Pardon the pun. So air show tickets. What you need to do? We played you a clue a few minutes ago. It had two songs in it. From it, you should be able to pick up a word that links them to planes. So here is the clip. So Jenny's looking. Did you get those songs?
Didn't have a clue.
Not a kid. Right, Jenny's not got a clue. So put us out of our misery, Kath. What's the link with those songs to planes and aviation?
Pilot.
Pilot, it is. Pilot, yeah.
You very good. You no, still don't understand it.
No, pilot. Drop the pilot was Joan Armour Trading. And the band, what were the band called, Kath?
Pilot.
There we go, you see. It's very clever. We don't just throw the show. I know it sounds like we just throw the show together. We don't just throw it together. Well done, Kath. You've got yourself a family ticket. Two adults, two children. You're off to the Southport Air Show next weekend. Congratulations to you.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
No worries. Enjoy Blackpool. Thanks for coming on.
Bye.
Bye,
Jenny.
Bye.
Bye.
Jenny Meadows with us this morning. We're going to get you to read the sport in a minute. Did you know you were going to do that?
No.
Yeah, you're going to be our sports reader this morning. We've also got the Tub of Truth here for you as well. You haven't done any questions from the Tub of Truth yet. So
my mother-in-law's listening as well.
Even better. Just to explain, by the way, this is Trevor over here. Shout hello, Trevor.
Hello, Trevor.
Trevor is Jenny's husband and coach as well.
Yes.
Brilliant. Jenny, how does that work? I mean, I can't... Personally, as much as I love my wife, I cannot think of anything worse. You couldn't pay me enough to go to work with her.
A lot of people ask me that, but it works really well, doesn't it? Yeah, he's the boss at the track, and I'm the boss at home, and
brilliant.
Yeah,
he's 50-50. He's shaking his head over there. right, come on, Tub of Truth then. Let's do a couple of questions from this, and then we'll find out what's on your bit of paper over there.
Ooh, what's your favourite movie? It's The Shawshank Redemption.
Okay, good. That's a
love
good
that
film.
One.
We'll
classic
go,
one.
Go with that. Couple more out of there. See the one.
If we came round for tea, what would you cook us?
Yeah, okay, so I'm coming round for tea. And who would cook, actually? Who's the cook? You're the cook, Trevor, are you?
Yeah, I don't do any cooking. You could have some toast.
Toast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if you like burnt toast, ginger.
This time of the day, that's perfect. okay, we'll do one more, and then I'm a little bit worried, because nobody ever comes into the show with prep, and you've got prep. Go on,
okay.
What's this one?
What was your favourite TV show as a kid? Neighbours.
Really?
I loved Neighbours.
5:37 every night.
Yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. Loved it.
Fabulous. Okay, right, so I'm a little bit concerned. Nobody ever comes into the show with some prep. What's this all about?
Well, I was listening to the show the other day, and I've got to say, I was appalled with your stretching routine, your fitness routine.
Yeah?
You thought that reaching for a coffee. Yeah.
Well, it was National Fitness Day the other day, and I thought a good stretch over my left shoulder here to reach my coffee back there was good, and then the paper was down on the floor, and I went with my right down there.
It's not really cutting it. Not really.
So what's this you've got?
Well, I just thought I'd just give a little bit of prep, any listeners at home, what they could do in the morning.
Right.
So, you know.
Limbering up,
yeah.
Go on,
first thing in the morning.
Do we need some music for this?
Yeah, go on, I'll have some music.
Okay, music, go on, what are we doing?
Okay, well, at home, if we're at home, the stirs. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we've got no stirs in here. Doesn't really work if you live in a bungalow, but if you lived in a house, you can just imagine if you forgot something upstairs, running up the stairs to get something, you're out of breath. Yeah, you can pretend that you're running up some stairs, you can feel your heart rate racing.
Okay, go, keep going.
this is what I'm liking, okay?
Yeah.
Also, a bit hard to demonstrate in here, maybe you can use a desk.
Yeah. Okay.
Some tricep dips.
Tricep dip, what's
okay,
that?
So you're going to turn around, so you're going to have your palms face on the desk.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Legs a little
have
bit...
Have I got to be running at the same time?
No,
can
you're
I stop
not going
to
be running. Yeah. You can injure yourself if you do that.
Palms
okay.
on the desk.
Yep, and you're just going to go down, bend your arms, build your triceps up a little bit. You can be doing this between...
Look at that!
Between songs, no problem whatsoever.
Hang on a sec, just let me wipe my brow. I'm going to work out Is that
so
it?
No
or is
excuse.
More?
That's for starters.
For starters? I'm done now. Hang on a sec. Stop. Let me kill the music. Payback time. You're reading the sport next.
Okay.
It's Milo in the morning. Jenny Meadows is with us. It's 8:26 on Wish FM, and we're going to test your knowledge on Brazil as well. You've still got that to come. Payback time. I love this station. now with the sport. Our guest sports reader this morning, here's 800-metre star Jenny Meadows.
St Helens beat Cass Tigers 24-38 in a tri-fest at the Mendehose Jungle last night. Kieran Cunningham says he was pleased with his team's attacking play, even if the defence left something to be desired.
We did find a way and we kept scoring and kept scoring, and every time Cass scored, we just found a way and scored again. So once it got into that type of game, it would be quite easy to lose control of it, but, you know, we found a way, so I'm really pleased for the boys.
Tonight we've got Wigan Warriors versus Hull SC live from 7. And Wigan 800 metre runner Jenny Meadows, that's me, has told Wish FM about my plans to run in the Wigan 10K. I opened the race last weekend and was really impressed with what I saw. I'm actually quite tempted to do it myself, maybe in a couple of years. Absolutely great day for the town, and people stayed around in the town for quite a few hours afterwards, enjoying the food festival, so absolutely great weekend. Online at David De Gea start new contract negotiations with Manchester United. Find out at wishfm.net.
Well done, well done. Good work. What was hilarious, what you couldn't see at home there, what was hilarious in that, and I heard it, I knew, as the Saints fan on the show, that obviously the score last night in the rugby was...
Oh, apparently it was 42-38.
And what did you say? Can you remember what you said?
Not a clue.
You said 24-38. But what was... I wasn't going to pick up on that, because everybody knows this is the first time you've read the sport on the radio. However, if you just joined the show, Trevor, who's Jenny's husband, is also her coach, is sat here as well, and you were straight in there to point out where she got wrong.
Yeah.
Is that what it's like out on the track when you don't need
to press ups now?
And then I couldn't concentrate on the rest because he's like pointing at me.
What did you say then, Trevor?
She needs to get down and do 20 press-ups.
20 press-ups, there we go! That's what we should... All our news... Crikey, you'd never get up off the floor, you lot gaffers, would you, if you had to do press-ups?
I'm making my escape now.
Obviously, you're off training at the minute. You get a little bit of... On a typical train, for people listening, people want to get into athletics. Maybe the kids listening right now, they want to get to the top of the game. What would a typical... Could you do a typical day? What would it involve? What
time
do you
get up? Every day varies. I get up about 7:30.
Yeah, that's okay.
Out the door at 9.
Yeah.
Depending what I'm doing, I can have a long run, maybe
which
up to
would be what?
12 miles. Yeah, long way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then come back, stretch, sometimes go off to the physio, get physio or massage. A couple of hours later, head off to the gym. So every day, twice a day,
right,
basically. So I've got 3 weeks off now and then 49 weeks of hard work.
Okay, I'm feeling your pain. Right, okay, a couple more questions from the Tell the Truth.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
Okay. If you weren't doing athletics, what job would you be doing?
Mm.
Definitely not yours, because I am in awe of Chris.
It's not that
people
difficult.
Don't understand what you do. It's unbelievable. I'd need about 8 arms to be doing what you're doing. I do like media work.
Yeah.
I do like sport. I like getting involved in that. So whenever I get opportunities to do any sort of, you know, guest work on shows, I do enjoy that.
Talking. Okay.
I'm not a bad talker.
Let's do another one from... I'll tell you what, before you do that one, obviously the hot topic... I'm not going to get into drug testing and all that kind of stuff, because that's not war into here, but I know the other morning you were caught... that they came out and tested you at stupid o'clock, didn't they?
Can you believe
what time
that
was that?
Happened?
Like 8:15 Sunday morning? They came to your door, was it?
I had to leave at...
It's 8:10, yeah.
Yeah, 8:10. Yeah, 8 o'clock. We had to leave at 8:20. So normally it can be 6 a.m, it can be 9 o'clock at night.
And they can come... They, unannounced, they can just come and test you wherever you are, yeah?
And obviously it was Sunday, the day of the weekend, NK. I was like, no, I've not got time to do this now, but that's just...
Have they ever caught you in like an unusual... Have you ever, like, in a lift somewhere, you know? do you have to tell them where you're going to be? Or how do they know where you are?
Every day you've got to give 1 hour, you know, slot where you'll be. So if you're not at that place, you know, it goes down as a missed test, which...
That's ridiculous.
And you can have three.
Unbelievable,
and,
isn't
yeah,
it?
It's hard.
Okay, so they've never caught you anywhere unusual? The Eiffel Tower or something like that? Or
no, I remember
walking
once...
Walking the dog or...
Trevor and I hardly ever get any time together, and we were having a bit of a romantic barbecue.
Oh, God, where that was going for a minute.
We're having a little bit of a barbecue.
Trevor's getting
together.
Trevor was panicking there, thinking, oh, where's she going with this story?
He's got a little bit red there as well, hasn't he?
You were having a romantic barbecue?
Barbecue.
Okay.
And, the doping, anti-doping lady ended up having the barbecue with us.
Great,
so,
that's all right, isn't it? Excellent, okay. Right, go on, one more from the Tub of Truth.
Okay, what reality TV show would you like to go on? Oh,
That's probably inevitable, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
Four or 5 years' time.
I don't really like reality, but I really want to go on Strictly.
Do you?
I'd love to do that. And
okay.
I'm such a competitor. I'd take that really seriously.
If you're a mum and dad listening now, you just dropped your kids off at school and they want to get into athletics. What is it? Is it what kind of commitment? Where should they be going? Where do they make the starting point?
Yeah, just your local running club. So, really? Yes, there's obviously St Helens, Wigan, Warrington, Lee, Harriers. Just get on the internet, Google those clubs.
And what kind of commitment?
It is a hard commitment. Actually, you know, I started running when I was 7 or 8 and I only went once a week.
Right.
Got to about age 10 twice a week. Age 13, 14, 3 times a week. And then it's just really about enjoying it and, you know, making that steady progression.
At that age, did someone spot something in you and encourage you to keep doing that?
I think I was just always good at sports day. You know, you win the running race and think, yes, I want to go down to the running club, I'm the best. But my dad always used to say when I was, like, age 2, you know, I'd just be playing out in the street and he just could tell I was, you know, more coordinated and a little bit faster than the kids a couple of years older than me.
I was good at sports day as well. I was good at sitting on the grass watching everybody else. Right, do you know what this is? Do you know what that is?
Is it the national
your
anthem?
Your coach is giving you the answer. Yeah, it's the Brazilian national anthem.
Okay. I didn't know what it was.
Right, so Jenny Meadows, just to put you this in the point, obviously many events to come between now and then.
Yes.
Okay, but the big aim now is to get to Rio next year. That's what we're willing you on to. But obviously, if you're going to go to the Olympics in Brazil, you need to be up to speed on all things Brazilian.
Yep,
so first off, there's the national anthem for you.
Okay,
so we've got a couple more questions for you here. First of all, what is the capital of Brazil? Now, I'll have to tell you off air a few moments ago. Your hubby was trying to give you a few tips here because he predicted one of the questions.
He did. And,
so what did he say the answer
he
was?
He told me it was Brasilia.
And what do you think the answer is?
I'm going to go with that.
Are you? You're going to trust your coach?
Yeah, I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, you're right. You should trust him
all
the time.
I wouldn't have known
Brasilia
it otherwise.
Brasilia is the capital. Okay, you're right. There are four colours. Don't help her out here. There are four colours on the Brazilian flag.
Oh.
You can play along with this game wherever you are, okay? Four colours on the Brazilian flag. What are they?
I'm going to say green.
Yes.
Is yellow in there?
Yes.
I don't know whether...
It's two others.
It's two from either white, black,
white,
and blue.
White, stay with white.
White.
And
I don't have to go black or blue.
We finish at 10, so if you want to pick a colour...
I'm going to go blue.
You're going to go blue! Yes, you got two out of two. Right,
yes.
The president of Brazil is Dilma Rousseff. Dilma Rousseff, male or female?
Male.
Male. Dilma is a lady. Might meet her.
Might do.
To the nearest 10 million, how many people live in Brazil? To the nearest 10 million.
Oh. 60.
60. So 60 million? 60 million?
I don't know.
Hang on, we've run out of music. Hang on, let's put the album back on again. The orchestra stopped in shock.
No,
we'll take 60 million. No, it's 200 million.
Oh. It's larger than I thought.
Yeah, fifth biggest country in the world. You're going to get lost there, aren't you? Okay, a couple more very quickly. The Rio Carnival always ends on which religious day? It's the first day of... I didn't know this. The Rio Carnival is this early in the year. I didn't realise. I thought it was like a summer event. It's not. Always ends on the first day of...
February.
First day of Lent.
Oh.
That well-known religious festival, February. And here's a final one for you. See, you've always got to listen to the questions, okay? You did question sport, didn't you, a few weeks ago? What's, you know,
I
you
did.
You should be up to speed on quizzes, okay? And final question for you is: we just want you to fill in the gap on this Duran Duran classic. All right, you ready?
Do I have to sing it?
Clear your vocal cords.
Oh my!
Clear your vocal cords. Everyone's waiting on this big moment. You ready, Jenny Meadows? For this will be to take you over the 50% mark. Okay. You got 2 out of 4 so far. So to get 3 out of 5, here we go.
And she dances in the sun.
Yes! Look at that! The latest member of Duran Duran, everybody. There she is, Jenny Meadows. That was all right, wasn't it?
It was terrible.
We'll give you the point for that. So well done. You've just got yourself 3 out of 5 there.
Yay!
On your Brazil quiz. So you're fully qualified to go. So that's it. You qualified.
Perfect. I'll be able to tell everyone else
is
now.
That all right?
Everything
that's all,
about it.
All you need to do to qualify for Rio 2016 is just come on this show and answer a few.
Great. Easiest qualification I've ever had.
If only, huh?
Yeah.
If only, right. Jenny Meadows has been with us this morning. We've had a tweet here, Jenny. You'll have to explain the context of this from Helen Clitheroe for a question for Jenny Meadows. Who is your best ever roomie for athletics, Jenny?
Oh, so she obviously wants me to say her, but I'm going to say Helen anyway. Helen's a local athlete from Preston, won many medals, Commonwealth Games back in Manchester 2002, right. European indoors. So Helen Clitheroe,
right,
if you're listening.
There you go. Well, she clearly is. That's good, isn't it? right, a couple more questions from the Tub of Truth before before we film you doing our darts challenge, and then we'll let you go. What are you doing on your day off, by the way?
No. Can I refuse?
No. You can, first of all, I need to tell you what were you doing on your day off. What are you doing on your day off?
Oh, I'm going on a girl's night out tonight. This never happens.
You never get to do that when you're in competition, do you?
Do I actually have to?
Yes, you actually do have to. Go on.
I might actually make something up for
this. Go on. What's the question?
What is your middle name?
Why are you embarrassed about your middle name?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Do you not?
No.
Do people call you Jenny or Jennifer, by the way? Who calls you Jennifer?
Family call me Jennifer.
Jennifer, do they?
Yeah.
They don't call you by your middle name?
No.
You see, the thing is, if people want to know your middle name, they're just going to go on Wikipedia, because it's on there.
I'll let them do that if they really, really want to.
You know, you're the first person to refuse to answer a question from the tub of truth. Is it that bad? Trevor, come in a little bit, because you're way off mic there. Is it really that bad?
Brenda's naughty sometimes.
Can't believe it!
Do you know what? He's going to get battered when he gets out of this room.
It's all right, you're going out for the night, so he's not going to see you. He's watching the rugby. OK, one more, and then we're going to do the news.
Oh, gosh.
OK, final question on the Tub of Truth from Jenny Brenda Meadows is...
If you could be a star in a classic movie, which one would you have liked to have been in?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Do we finish at 9?
Yeah, we finish at 9. Well, we finish at 10, but technically we've got to do the news at 9 first. You've got 15 seconds here while the music plays.
I don't know.
Chariots of Fire? I'll tell you what our answer is after 9. Jenny Meadows, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you, pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All the best for Rio. We want to get you there next year.
Thank you very much.
We didn't get to say bye-bye properly. So before we say bye-bye properly, the movie, everyone's been waiting with 10 seconds to find out which movie you wanted to star. If you could star in a film, which film would it be?
Well, in my head, it was Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, but then...
But, there's a caveat.
I didn't want to say it, because I thought, she was a hooker, so I can't really say that on her. But...
So you don't want to get into character too much, but you'd like to do the shopping scene and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Are you going to come back next year with a gold medal?
I'd love to come back next year, don't put the pressure on me for the gold, but having gone to Rio...
Experienced
it and achieved everything I was capable of, so that's the goal.
Brilliant. We'll see you next year then,
Thank you very much.
Jenny Meadows on the show today.
Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.